Adventures of Tintin by Hergé. Dramatized by Simon Eastwood. 1. A Black Island.
To the editor, from Tintin, famous boy reporter. Subject, forgery. This adventure took me on a hair-raising chase from rural England to a remote island in the wilds of Scotland. It all began one day when Snowy, my little terrier, was taking me for a walk. Nothing like a stroll in the countryside, eh, Snowy?
Yes. But I'm a bit hot under all this fur.
Plane in trouble? Sounds bad. Why, it's unregistered. Looks like it's having to make a forced landing. Let's have a look, Snowy.
Oh, must we?
Come on.
Oh, no, here we go again.
Will it take long to fix?
Spin it.
Well?
She's a good plane.
Yeah, that's what you said before. I've flown better paper ones. Someone's coming, Mick.
Hello, I say.
Too bad for the kid. You know our audit.
It breaks my heart.
Hello. Can I be of any help?
Will, Doctor?
He was lucky. The bullet only grazed a rib. Confine him to bed for a couple of days. And see if you can find that dog a bone. You must be more careful, young man.
I was only trying to help.
That's the way it always starts.
Excuse me, nurse. I'm Detective Thompson. This is my colleague.
How do you do?
Detective Thompson. May we speak with the Tintin, please?
Doctor?
I suppose so. Don't be too tough with him. He's still in shock.
Tough?
What?
Come on, nurse. Leave the boy alone.
Look here, Tintin. Are you absolutely sure the plane had no registration marks?
Quite certain.
I could have told you that, but you humans, of course, don't understand dog language.
It all smells very fishy to me.
To be precise, the whole thing smells like me. Very.
Excuse me. Hello? Yes? It's for you, Thompson. Or Thompson.
I'll take it. Hello? Yes, sir. Thompson. With a P. As in psychology.
Eastbound. Last night?
Yes, sir. I understand. We leave at once. We're going to Eastdown in Sussex. An unregistered plane crashed there last night.
Don't you worry, Tintin. We'll catch those scoundrels.
Goodbye. And watch your step.
Thanks.
Eastdown. If only... Oh, it can't be helped. I simply must go. Never mind doctor's orders.
What about my bone?
Come on, Snowy. We've got a train to catch.
Mr. Pushoff, it's the train for
this. Read all about it. Dramatic plane crash. Read all about it.
Give me that. The silly fools.
Oi, that's tuppence, sir.
Oh, pay the man, dolt.
All right, sir.
Idiots. Who do you think they shot at last night? Tintin himself.
Tuppence, sir.
Here. Keep the change.
Wow. Thank you, sir. Come on, Snowy. Hop on board.
Mr. Pushoff, look.
Talk of the devil. Well, I hope he's bought a one-way ticket. He won't need a return.
This is a life. Much better than walking.
I must have been sleeping. Why have we stopped? Let's look in the corridor. There's a door open, and someone's getting out. Come on, Snowy.
What about my beauty sleep?
There he goes.
What do you think you were doing?
Oh, no, the ticket inspector. Let me go. A man just jumped off the train. We must follow him.
Yeah, you can't fool me.
No one is to leave the train.
The Thompson twins?
Tintin, aren't you supposed to be in bed?
There he is. That's him. I know him anywhere. He knocked me out.
Me?
Search him.
What are you doing?
A cosh. Useful for knocking people on the head.
Robbery, too. Look. Is this your wallet, sir?
It is.
Tintin.
I'm innocent, I tell you. It's a trick. Someone planted the cosh and the wallet in my pockets while I was asleep. I've never seen them before.
Well, perhaps you should have stayed asleep.
To be precise, in hospital.
Handcuffs?
What else can we do, Tintin? The evidence is all against you.
I agree.
Everything points to my guilt. Very neatly planned, but why? And by whom? And what for? Oh, the key to the handcuffs. Well done, Snow.
Oh, I have a nose in every pocket.
Quick, bring it here.
That was the general idea.
There. Now, while the Thompsons are asleep, I'll slip one cuff on Thompson.
And the other one on Thompson with a P as in psychology.
Right, time to disembark.
Oh, the greatest! We've stopped. Good heavens! Where's Tintin?
I don't know.
He's given us the slip. Got away with the handcuffs on, too.
To be precise, he's given us away.
What a chic!
You go that way, and I go...
Oh, the greatest!
My paws hurt.
Look, a lorry going our way. I'll thumb a ride. I'm trying to get to Eastdown. Could you give me a lift?
What? Another dog ruin my seat? All right then. Hop in.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Muller speaking. Ah, push off. So it is you. Fought Tintin on our trail? He has escaped the police? Kurze Tocken! We shall have to keep our eyes open.
Be very careful!
Look, Snowy. Eastdown 4 miles. Oh, and look! Here's the wreckage of the plane that crashed last night. Come on, let's have a look around. Oh, what a mess. What happened to the pilot, Constable?
Don't know, sir. We found this lot last night. No sign of the crew.
It's the plane I saw yesterday, definitely. But I shan't learn much from this pile of scrap metal. Snow, he's picked up a scent. It must be the crew. He's heading for the woods. There isn't a dog in the world like him. He can smell a crook a mile away. Oh, better be careful. We must be getting close. Hold on, Snowy. Hold on. What? A bone? Aren't you ashamed, Snowy?
No.
Wasting our time bone hunting?
Well, it's only natural for a dog.
Here, give it to me. You're not to chew filthy old bones.
Ah, all work and no play.
Snowy, come here at once. Oh, what is it now?
This time I'm serious.
Strange. He really does want me to follow him. I'll come, but woe betide him if it's just another bone. Flying jackets.
There.
Oh, those thugs from the plane must have hidden them. And look what's in the pocket. Some torn scraps of paper. I've always liked puzzles, and this time I've got a real one. That's done it. Eastdown, Sussex, Muller, 3FR, Triangle, 2418. Not much help. What on earth can it mean?
Perhaps they're bone dealers.
It's only a few miles to Eastdown. Come on, Snowy. Oh, that's a grand house, eh, Snowy?
This is a grand bone.
Dr. J.W. Muller on the gatepost. That's the name on the paper. No one about. I'll take a look around the grounds. I'll have to climb over the wall.
And I suppose I'll have to crawl under the gate.
Now.
What kept you?
Come on, boy. A mantrap! Run for it, Snowy, I'm done for!
What a pleasant surprise! Tintin himself come specially to see me. Release him, Ivan. He won't run.
Right, boss!
What do you want with me? What have I done?
Silence! Now, tie his hands. All right, Tintin, to the house. It was a mistake to meddle in our affairs, young man. Now I shall have to dispose of you. Please, go and warm yourself by the fire. You look tired. Need a rest, perhaps. Fortunately, I happen to be medical superintendent of rather a special institution. Not all my patients are insane when they are admitted. But after 8 hours of special treatment, they are unlikely to recover. Excuse me for one moment, then I shall be entirely at your service.
I wonder.
Hello, Horncliffe. I have a young patient for you in need of care. He will require treatment B. Understand? Good.
A burning log. I can just hold the ropes against it and burn them off.
He displays all the classic symptoms. Paranoid, infantilism, delusions of grandeur, dog lover. Plus four. There is only one cure. Good. There.
And there!
Then you leave no choice, Whippersnapper. You will dine on lead.
Oh, no, he's pulled out a gun. Nothing for it, I'll have to run at him. Missed!
Not this time, my friend. You are cornered. The cruzy token, it's empty.
He's picking up the burning log. Missed again.
Cruzy token, I will have to reload.
I'll have to be off. Upstairs. What's in this room? It's the laboratory. All these test tubes. He's firing at the door.
The sound of glass breaking. The chloroform, perhaps.
Fire! Fire!
My Himmel, that burning log, actual. It sets a room on fire.
Fire? Or is it a real alarm or just a trick to make me open the door? Oh, what's the matter? I feel a bit tired. Oh, come on, this is no time to fall asleep.
Because of luck, the fire brigade. I shall have to store
it. Right, get the horses out, lads.
Right, sir.
Anyone left inside the house?
Fortunately not. We all escaped.
They must say Tintin. How can I make them understand?
At least belongings are replaceable. People are not.
More people took your attitude.
Besides, I am very well insured. Don't hurry on my account.
Yeah, they are busy.
All right, that's right now. We can spread it around the house.
One slice of escaping.
I just thought you had more important things to do.
What's going on?
The heavy truck. Come on, run! So undignified.
It beats me why he cut it. Don't you start. What's the matter?
How can I make them understand? Tintin's in the house.
He wants something. Good heavens, there can't be someone inside.
That's what I said.
I'd better make quite certain.
Be careful, Chief.
There goes a bright man. Why did he come back?
Come on, Chief. Come on.
Inspector, what happened to Dr. Muller?
I'm afraid my men couldn't catch him. He hopped in with his driver and they went off at top speed. We hadn't a chance.
A pity. I'd have given a lot to know why they were so anxious to get rid of me. Perhaps I'll find a clue at the house to put me on their track again. The fire can't have destroyed everything.
You're not getting out of bed.
Tintin!
Of course, Inspector. I feel absolutely fine. Heavens. There isn't much left of Dr. Muller's house. It's gutted. Oh, I shan't find anything useful here. Oops! Mind your step. Electric cables. What can they be for?
Electricity?
How odd. They appear to run up that tree. I wonder, if I pull... A red beacon. I don't understand. And that isn't all. The wires continue to the next tree.
I say, Tintin, are you going to do this all day?
There's another light there, too. And now third one. The three trees form a triangle. Got it. The instructions to the pilot in that plane. 3FR triangle means three flares red in a triangle, Snowy.
So what does that mean?
It means it's a signal to aeroplanes for a drop.
Hold.
Yeah?
The worst of it is another plane is due to deliver tonight. If the lights are not on, he will go back without dropping his load.
Und?
Yeah?
I am running short on money. We must return to my house, Ivan. This is the plan. We enter the grounds after dark and light the beacons. The plane drops its load, which we put into the car. By tomorrow morning, we can be on the Black Isle. What do you think?
Oh, good idea, Chief.
Himmel, the cables have been pulled out. Someone has discovered our installation.
Look over there, Chief. Huh? The beacons are alight.
Someone else is waiting for the plane.
Shh. What?
Shh.
Oh.
If they drop the load now, we are finished. We have got to stop them. We must put out the lights. Here, help me to cut the wires. Too late. There is the plane.
Great snakes, they've dropped something. Let's see.
Look, Ivan. Tintin, confront him. I thought it was dead.
Another. That fell quite close.
Here he comes.
I wonder what I'm going to find.
Already?
Look out!
What?
In the parachute!
Ah! What's that?
Chief, I'm off!
Ivan! Muller's out cold. Quick, he's gone. Stop or I'll fire.
Don't shoot! I give in! I don't want to die!
Now, the most important thing is to tie them up securely. There! Like a couple of trussed turkeys. Necessity is the mother of invention, so they say. If you haven't any rope, use the electric wire. Now for the sacks. Let's see what they contain. Great snakes! Banknotes! Forgers! So that's your game. You'll go to jail for this. I'd better find the other two sacks. There's one. Tintin! Oh, they're getting away! What an idiot! The wires were still connected. When they struggled, they caused a short circuit and the wires burned. Come on, Snowy! Oh, our only hope is to follow on foot.
My poor paws. We've been walking all night and not a sign of anything.
Look, Snowy, a smash. What? Great snakes. It's their car. Excuse me, officer. Do you know what happened to the occupants?
It beats me. They can't be far.
I say, ladder.
Yes, old timer?
I saw it all. I saw them head off towards the aerodrome just a mile up the road there. Seemed in a frightful hurry.
Thanks for your help. Come on, Snowy. Crikey, it's the Thompsons.
If you come with me, sir, I'd like to take down your particulars.
So, we meet again, eh?
Thompson and Thompson.
And you won't get away this time.
You are under arrest.
Let me go. Don't you understand? There are two gangsters on the run. They're crooks and you're letting them get away.
You're the crook.
To be precise.
And we're not going to let you get away. The robbery on the train, or have you forgotten that little episode?
To be precise. We're arresting you for resisting arrest as well.
It's ridiculous. Look here, let's make a deal. Don't arrest me until those thugs, the ones you're really after, are behind bars. Then I'll give myself up.
What do you think, Thompson?
There'll be something in it for you.
It's highly irregular, Thompson, but...
On the other hand...
Exactly. We might...
Get all the credit.
Stretch a point?
Good thinking. All right, we agree. We'll let you go on one condition.
What?
We come with you.
If you must.
Let's go then, to the aerodrome. We haven't got much time. The Halshoot Flying Club. Look, over there, that plane taking off. I bet it's them. Watch out, he's coming towards us. An idea. Come on, Snowy.
You've got your head in the clouds, Tintin.
Ruffians! Roadhogs!
To be precise, runway hogs!
I'm beginning to agree with Tintin. They look like hooks.
To be precise, they look like hooks.
Wait for me. I'll be back. Full throttle, pilot. They went north.
Gone.
Zero P Super! That's what happens when you go north.
We've totally lost sight of them.
Poor show, I'm afraid. I'm going to have to put the old girl down.
It's a dog's life.
We're very near the coast. Don't want to drop the crate in a briny, what?
I can't see a thing.
Right old weather for a four-star prangy poo, I'm afraid.
There's a field ahead.
Doesn't look too rough. See if we can park the ark down here.
Is he on about?
Coming in.
Look out, Snipes!
How lucky can you be? The impact of the crash flung us from the plane and into the safety of a bramble bush. A passing farmer offered us fresh clothes and a bed for the night. The following morning, a radio report revealed that floating wreckage of the plane we had been following had been spotted off a place called the Black Island, home of the Castle Craig Dwy and of a legendary beast locals claimed dwelt there. Snowy and I made for the tiny fishing village of Kiltoch. And despite warnings from the locals...
I wouldn't have gone there if I were you again.
You'll never survive under the monster.
Doomed, I tell you. Doomed.
Hired a small boat and set out for the Black Isle.
It's peaceful out here. And lonely. Oh, look, Snowy. There it is. The Black Island. And that must be Craig Dwy. It looks like Dracula's castle. Creepy, eh? I think we'll explore there first. Oh, they were quite right in Kiltoch. It is a sinister place.
There's still time to go home, you know, Tintin. That kilt looks silly on you anyway.
Oh, that staircase must lead to the tower.
There's something coming down it, Tintin!
Oh, great snakes! It must be the beast!
It's a monster! Go and hit him, Tintin!
Better idea. Let's make ourselves scarce. Come on, Snowy! Run for dear life! Back to the boat! Oh, no! Look!
What?
The boat! It's been washed away! What do we do now?
Quick, this way!
Snowy? A cave! Oh, well done, Snowy. Perhaps I can squeeze in. Oh, what a stroke of luck. It widens out. Shh, they're coming.
That's where he's hiding. We've got him now. Go on, Ranko. Go on.
Help! He smelt us out. Thank goodness the entrance is so narrow.
Congratulations, my dear Tintin. You even managed to evade our faithful Ranko. You're quite safe in your cave, except there's one thing you won't escape, the sea. The tide is rising. Unless you prefer to come out and meet little Ranko again, you'll drown in your hole like a rat.
That voice, the man who set me up on the train, you'll pay for this.
Oh, with the money from my wallet you stole?
We've got to get out of here, Snowy, the water's rising.
Farewell, Tintin! Seen off by Push-Off!
Shh, Snowy, I'm thinking. Oh, I'm also getting wet.
Over here!
Quiet, Snowy! Snowy, how did you get over there?
I'll give you three guesses. Now look what I found.
You swam?
No.
What have you found?
Come and look!
If it's a bone... Oh, hold on. I'm coming. What is it, boy? Golly, a secret door. Now, if I can just lift the catch quietly. A printing press? The forgers, we found them. Come on, Snowy. So, this is their hideaway, but where is everyone?
You spoke too soon, Tintin.
Oh, someone coming. Quick, hide under this machine. My old friend Dr. Muller. This ink roller will come in handy. Hello, Dr. Muller.
Tintin! Ivan! Hi!
What is it, Chief? Tintin!
Yeah.
Any more? Doesn't look like it.
Good.
That gives me time to take care of this lot. There, that'll do. Fully secure this time. And be good boys while I'm away. Now, let's see if there's a telephone around and call the police.
About time.
A radio transmitter. I'm in luck. SOS. SOS. Calling the police. Are you receiving me? Over.
Police control. We are receiving you loud and clear.
Tintin, calling the police. I'm on the Black Island off Kiltoch. I've rounded up a gang of forgers and I'm holding them here. Can you send a squad to pick them up? Over.
Message received and understood. We'll send help at once.
Well, that's that.
Oh, at last, I've had enough of this medieval menagerie.
Let's get out of the castle.
Good idea. This place gives me the creeps. Yeah, hang on, though. What about...
Tintin.
Push off.
Still alive. This time you won't escape. This gun I'm holding in my right hand is loaded.
Push off, push off. Come on, Snowy, up the stairs.
Excellent. I've got you cornered in the tower.
Oh, no. Not again. The monster. It's not a monster at all. It's a gorilla. Loose slabs. Darkness. One last effort. That seems to have cooled his enthusiasm. I can hear an engine. Hooray, the police have arrived.
Come on, men! Through the door!
Hands up! Curses!
To be precise, up hands.
Curses!
The Thompson twins? How did they get here?
I don't care, we're saved.
What happened?
There's an airstrip on the beach, and my men have found a load of sacks full of forged notes ready for dispatch. After these crooks landed, they obviously dumped the plane in the sea to make it look like there had been an accident and make us lose the trail.
Have they all been rounded up?
To quote Christopher Columbus, we came, we saw, we conquered.
Ghost. Precise.
It's all right. There's no danger and no ghost. See? It was this poor old chap howling.
Gorilla.
He broke his arm falling down the tower staircase just before you arrived. We're the best of friends now.
Well, I hope you don't ask him round for dinner.
What are we going to do with him?
Take him with us. If we leave him here, the poor beast will starve to death. Come on, let's go.
Between ourselves, I shan't be sorry to leave this place. To be precise, let's depart.
No sooner had I returned home and deposited Ranko in a comfortable zoo than I found myself involved with Captain Haddock, his ancestor, and the clues to a treasure of unimaginable wealth. There were times we wished we'd never been born, when we began to unravel the secret of the unicorn.
The Black Island featured Richard Pearse as Tintin, Andrew Sachs as Snowy, and Charles Kay as the Thompson twins. With Nigel Carrington as Pushoff, Terence Edmund as Ivan, Fraser Carr as Dr. Muller, and Peter Elliott as the gorilla. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The Adventures of Tintin by Hergé are dramatized by Simon Eastwood and produced by John York.